Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're talking the finale. Let's talk now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, boy, that's my best friend.
This is my song. Tokyo Vanity, yeah. In the circle, yeah. Best friend song. Oh, go, yes. I like that.
I should be having rings on.
Yes.
Kylie got a ring tonight.
Yes, she did. She did.
Going in the circle. Yeah, seriously, though. Best friend.
Yeah. Little easy.
But yeah, that's it.
So
I love it. Petty Lucky does that.
I can't.
Get it.
So amazing.
Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show. You guys should look up Tokyo Vanity and this video
not
right
Tokyo
now.
Tokyo Tony, Tokyo
no,
Vanity.
Vanity.
Not to be confused.
Right? I was confused in a minute. I was like,
Tokyo's
ooh.
Confused, but that's not. It's not the Robin trying to show tonight, so.
He wishes it was.
I really do.
Rob!
We got a special surprise for you. Let's welcome Rob!
No Rob
today.
Just kidding.
And it was the finale, you guys.
Yeah.
Yay.
Wow. But at the same time, you know, it's like bittersweet.
Yeah, we made it.
I know. You guys, we have the live chat rolling. Talk with us. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV and follow AfterBuzz TV as well. Give us a 5-star rating on SoundCloud and iTunes and give us a thumbs up on YouTube and tell us what you think. Give us a comment. And here are my lovely co-host.
Hi. Hey guys. You guys, it's the last show. We're so sad in here. We were all pretty much crying earlier, and tears were coming out of our eyes.
Yeah.
My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Ooh, Christina. my name is, did not sound like that. But yeah, I was crying real tears. Kind of fake, but kind of real. And we're so excited to talk to finale. And we're in the live chat, so thank you guys so much for joining us. You guys are honestly the bomb, and we have loved talking with you this whole season. I'm Teague Dooley Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP everywhere.
Teague DP.
Yes, I can't believe how long we have to wait. A whole week till we see her again. Oh my God. I'm not going to be able to make it. No, but yeah, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
You guys, what did you think about the finale?
Wow.
So, bombshell or just bomb? What do you think?
I think it doesn't beat episode 5, but it comes in second place.
Okay. True. All right.
I think that's true. And they really teased it, and I thought we were going to get a little juicier info, but I was satisfied.
Yeah.
I felt satisfied. Yeah. Nothing was a shock. Nothing was crazy. I mean, you know, they were like, oh, they're getting married, you know, which, I mean, was, I don't know. It wasn't juicy, but I liked it. I was satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of juice. I liked some of the moments with Chris and the drama. so it was kind of entertaining. Not the worst episode, not the best, I guess.
I love all of Chris.
Yes, I love Chris.
We need to have Chris more.
We need those freakouts.
Yeah, it was so
fun.
She like went from, we'll get to that later, but that was a great moment.
Yeah.
0 to 60.
All
real
of
fast.
The moments. Yes. Love it. Mm-hmm. So these alpacas, though, I feel like they stole the show.
Oh, what cute little animals.
No, but the babies, and in the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, it
I thought
was
they
so
were like
cute.
Llamas.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're similar, right?
Yeah,
and I like
same
their little, yeah, they're same. Yeah. I like their little alpaca outfits.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
little beaded things. So
she
cute.
She was like holding them, like little babies. Like,
they were babies.
That was really
like, did they just
cute.
Have them available in the hotel? Like, yeah, come down and carry your baby alpaca.
Yeah.
They were like always there. It was
But it
was
is
weird.
Bizarre that they eat them.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and they love them, but they eat that. That's so weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah. It's not like we do that. We don't like cuddle with chickens.
Well, some people do.
That's
some
true.
Some people do, so.
Like, okay, we know you do, Sanders, but it's rare, okay?
Yeah.
Only on Sundays.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Peru now.
I wanted to.
Oh my gosh, it looks beautiful.
It looks really, like a really pretty. Cool yeah. place. Yeah, we got to see a lot of the city, got to see them actually experiencing it. I felt like this is the meat that we wanted to see in all the episodes. So I liked it. I liked all the convos too. And Jordan got pretty deep with Chris.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sanders, yeah, I feel like so, you have opinions.
Yeah, Chris got it together and was like, look, this is a way of, like, saying, get off my daughter's dick. But I know it wasn't, like, that harsh, but it's like, girl, you got to do your own thing. Yeah. Kylie isn't the path that you're going to take the whole way. Kylie's doing her thing. It's great that you're a support team and everything, but you have your own path and you can meet during that path and collide, but do your own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, I feel like, I don't know. I thought it was cute. It felt a little bit staged for me, the whole conversation.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Just like her, like, you know, that it just felt like a storyline, which I'm down to explore. I'm down to, you know, dive into it. It just felt a little bit like, okay, we're going to have this conversation. And then this is kind of like the storyline that mm-hmm. feeds it through. But mm-hmm. I thought it was nice. I thought we learned a few more things about Jordan and her relationship. So,
do you think Chris would have never brought it up if there wasn't a show?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't think so. I don't think so because, and honestly, like, I think Jordan enjoys going on all the trips too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, know, what?
I don't think, yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's like a horrible thing. Yeah. Like, right. Oh man, right. I have to go on these trips. Yeah.
But like, private. It's
but
terrible.
Like what they were yeah. saying in the car, Kylie was like, well, you travel with me, but I never see you. So what's the point of going there if you're not going to be with that person 24/7? It's like mm-hmm. you're going to wait in a waiting room while they do like a interview thing or a thing, like a makeup thing. It's like they're fighting right. over where they did their makeup.
Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah. She should just do her own thing. It sounds like she's the modeling thing. Yeah. Up and coming and lots of commitments. And she shouldn't turn down those commitments just to be by Kylie's side, you know?
Right.
Unless she has nothing going on, but she yeah. has something going on and it's like, it's a pretty big career, I feel like.
Yeah.
So she should take time for herself.
She did New York Fashion Week this week, so she's doing something.
Good.
She looks
good.
Great, actually.
Yeah.
She looked great in that scene with the Louis head wrap and
yeah.
just like,
yeah.
she looks
really
so
good.
Cute.
She's like very right Erykah Badu.
Yeah. It was really good
she
look.
She did look good, yeah. She did.
And so I really liked the moments with Kylie and her fans while she was in the car.
Yeah.
And she was just like, you know, I don't know. I felt like that was super genuine. And mm-hmm. when that girl was pushed aside, I mean, I think that always happens. Like, you just have to do that those types of things.
Right.
But, you know, most people don't really see. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was that girl when Britney was driving past TRL in Times Square. I was like, Britney, Britney! And
see,
she lowered
yeah.
her window and gave me an autograph, so...
Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's a true story. I have her sign. She signed the In the Zone autograph.
Stop.
And,
oh my god.
And I'm on her one of her DVDs, In the Zone DVD, when she performed the Times Square.
Oh my gosh. 2003, 2002.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Almost
amazing.
Lost my life for Britney,
totally
and she almost
worth
took
it.
Hers. Joking.
Well, that's. I think that it was really cool to see Kylie. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes she gets overwhelmed, obviously, by the crowds. And, you know, it's,
yeah.
even when we saw her go to prom with Albert, it was very yeah. kind of overwhelming for her. But I think that at the same time, she realizes, like, they just want to talk to her because they love her. Like, they have this, like, you know, they feel like they know her and they love her. And
right.
so she yeah. wants to give that back, too. You can't, like, not like somebody who, you know... really
supports you
yeah
sure.
right
yeah.
So I think it was cool to see like her kind of struggle, like she wants to talk to everybody but it'd be so hard to like do that and leave even get out of the car, you know, but I mm-hmm. thought it was cute that she talked to that girl.
I was surprised that they even pulled over. I didn't think that they yeah. were gonna pull over and roll down the window, but they did. But I like those moments that you can catch them and you really do see a genuine side mm-hmm. That, you know, is not staged and is not planned, and you can really see like a genuine reaction from
mm-hmm.
her and how she was feeling, and I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
good
also
moments.
Have to be careful. You don't know who the crazy killer is. Like, you really
well,
don't.
That's really true.
Especially in a different country.
Of course.
Like, a different... Like, you're not even in America. You're not even, like...
Right.
In Canada.
Well, after what Kim went through, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
that they have massive amounts of
so
security.
So that's why her mom... That's why Chris was freaking out. I was like, you better not lower that window, girl. She lowered it anyway. It's like,
yeah.
you gotta be careful. Even if they're your fan, like, they become, some people become a little bit obsessed. It's like, I'm going to take some of your hair. It's like, you got to be careful.
Right. No, really totally. Do. Totally.
Yeah. Do you think that Mama Chris's outlashes were, I don't know, were out of this world? Or
she was doing her job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was just, it was entertaining for us because it, like I said before, it went from 0 to 60 real quick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, yeah. How long is this car ride going to take? And then it was like, pull over the car.
No one knows
like,
where
and
they're
it was
going.
Like, whoa. And then they pulled over and then like, Chris was yelling and then they all got in the car. But it does make sense. Like, what if something were going to happen, which does happen with the Kardashians, like shit gets crazy. So I can understand her freak out. It kind of came from nowhere, but.
Who was she screaming at? The producers or the driver?
I think kind of everybody.
Yeah.
I think it was like, what's going on? Like, who has a story and why is nobody getting back to me on like the walkie-talkie kind of thing?
Mm.
And then she like freaked out and it was like, hey, we're going to be, you know, and then it ended.
Yeah, you never know how. I mean, she could have had flashbacks to when Kim was going through
all
that.
Sure.
I mean, you just got to be safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. A country you're not familiar with, that is scary. So.
Right.
I understand.
Sorry. But it was good to watch.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, this is so good. See, Chris, like watching Chris like that, I'm like, that's the moments that I wanted to see. You know what I mean?
I agree.
That wasn't like, that was a genuine freak out. Do you guys agree?
Oh, total genuine.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wish the whole season was like that stuff. And the conversation between Jordan and Kylie in the car, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was genuine, too. Like, did you see how Kylie was reacting and taking it all in? I thought it was all genuine, and I was like, this is the shit that we want to see, Kylie.
Yeah, that was, like, the real moment, because they were in, transition or on transit to do their setup scene, and they just so happened to have that moment. Even when they were going to, Santee Alley, that was still staged and set, not staged, but like set up, so it wasn't like authentic.
Sure.
But I think because they caught that moment, they're like, oh, let's use it, even though it wasn't planned.
So
also going just back for one second about the Chris and Kylie relationship, I thought it was so cute. Like when I think that's kind of how they closed the episode with, you know, Chris in the front and this is my baby, you know, and he's only got one lap, you know, she just like wants to take care of her. And I thought it was really cute to see like how Chris, like, still, you know, even though she's her manager or whatever she is now, you know, and she cares about her career, she also cares about her, like, having balance in life and, like, they stopped in Houston to drop her off, you know. So it was just, I just love their relationship. It was cute to see that for me.
Oh, yeah. That's her baby.
Yeah.
And she has so many kids, but, you know, she has always, I don't know, I feel like she's a very nurturing mommy and she just wants to be that role. So that's her, like, real baby, so I feel like,
that's her moneymaker.
Oh, that's true. That too.
Just being shady.
Okay, but the dropping off in Houston, that was major eye roll for me. She's like, Mommy, really? Can you drop me off in Houston? Take the private plane. I was like, really? Come on.
But did you even hear, like, did you hear Chris? And she's like, where's my Maybach?
I know!
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, girl. All right,
I wish we got to see a little Travis or something like that.
I know,
you know what
or
I mean?
Like confirm like that it was. I mean, we all knew it was Travis, but on the plane when she's like, "I'm gonna miss his show" or whatever she said.
Well, like the Shami said, he's in her.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah,
that was
cute. I like the Shami.
The friend your mom, can you imagine?
Oh my god.
He's
well, she
me.
Has to know.
Yeah.
It's
of
like...
course she does. And I feel like they're so open with like all their sexual endeavors.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, like they're posing nude on the internet, so
basically.
But
it's like mom.
They like don't they have like, no filter, I feel like, in front of their parents. I don't know. I personally could never do that.
Oh,
in front of my
either.
Parents or say those kinds of things. Oh my god, that like makes my skin crawl thinking about that. But...
Oh my god. Like, so how
but
was
kudos
that
for
penis
them.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh
like,
my
no!
gosh.
It's like, I'm asexual now.
Well, talking about asexual and sexual and all this, Kylie and Jordan get married. But, you know, they really don't. They're friends. So
that's
what did
cute.
You think of all that? I thought it was cute.
And I thought it was cute.
You know,
yeah,
they're so young,
ceremony.
And it's like one of those things where it's just fun.
It's just a fun little thing. If you're in a different country and you want to have a cute little ceremony and, like, take cute pictures. And I thought it was adorable. And their outfits were so funny.
Yeah.
And Kylie holding the alpaca. I was actually laughing out loud. Because it just looked so hilarious.
I love like Chris, though. Those hats.
Yes.
She's just sitting there like, freaking out. WTF is going on.
Yeah, yeah. She's got like the garb all. She's like, what is happening?
But yeah, she's like, can we get this annulled?
Yeah. I didn't have any prenup.
Yeah. We have to. There's no prenup.
Yeah. So with that, well, first, Kylie looked like Ivana Humpalot from Austin Powers.
Oh.
She did. And I loved it. But second of all, gay marriage isn't legal in Peru, so it doesn't count. But it was a good ceremony. But it makes me question, if it's illegal to get married, how was that ceremony filmed, even though it's like, did they do it like in a small room? It's like, let's pretend. Like, I know it was all pretend, but it's like, how can people there be like, oh yeah, let's do the ceremony? Because I thought if they're really strong in their beliefs, they're like, no, we can't do that.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably just like a private room then.
Yeah, probably a setup thing. Yeah,
I mean, we needed one stage concept for the episode, and this was it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, if they go to Russia, they wouldn't be doing that.
No.
They'll be too afraid.
But yeah, they're going to go to Russia anytime soon.
But any final thoughts about this episode? I just think all around it was cute, and this season, we could go into predictions.
I wish that they didn't go all the way left with the whole lesbian, what did I put down? The lesbian, like questioning her sexuality, because I know there are going to be blogs like TMZ and whatever blogs are out there, and be like, is Kylie Jenner a lesbian? Find out season 2. It's like, come on, I would be more interested in finding out, like, is her and her man going to stay together or not? So it's like, because, you know, people are going to go and run with that, even though we know what the setup is.
Yeah.
Right. You think they did that on purpose, probably?
Yeah.
I mean, the lesbian vibes that I've been touching on this whole season came through again. In the final episode, they conclude with the lesbian vibes. No, I don't think they're really lesbian, though. I think they're just super close.
Yeah,
which is cute. Bed. Your BFFs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think from a year from now, they're still going to be as close as they are? Or do you think they're going to grow apart?
I think eventually they'll grow apart, to be honest.
But it's like, Kylie, honestly, I feel like she, because she does so many crazy things and, like, she's always at events, she needs somebody.
Totally.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a new girl or, you know, maybe we can send in our applications.
Stop. Oh, my God. like Paris Hilton, my new best friend.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Wait.
That show.
Quick question. Do you think that the assistant, sorry, Veronica, I'm totally.
Yeah, Veronica.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think her and Kylie are close? Because, like, we don't really see that much closeness.
If they were close,
them.
She wouldn't be stuck between her mom and her hairstylist or makeup artist in the backseat of another car.
Do you think that they set that up because they wanted Kylie and Jordan to have that conversation?
Yeah, that's
probably it.
Yeah.
But your whole thoughts throughout the whole season.
But honestly, can you call someone a friend if you're paying them to do something for you? A real friend?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't do that. If I'm paying you money, then you're cool. You're an acquaintance. You're my employee.
Mm-hmm.
You're not my friend.
Or they're a friend first, and then that you employ later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe? But then, yeah, I would have to get rid of that friendship, though. And then I get rid of it. It's like, okay, you just downed yourself. You're not, like if you were a friend, then you'd be doing this for free. Like, I would never charge a real friend money to do something for them. But I think since it's ongoing, it's like, I have to charge you.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Don't mix business and friendship together.
Yeah, I get it. Hmm. So can we move into predictions?
I'm sorry, I just want to ask.
Your hair's so cute.
Baby spice.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Evil predictions. Sanders, why don't you go first?
Well, predictions. We know the season's over.
Is there going to be a
next season?
What's going to happen?
Well,
in the future,
if I'm going to be completely honest, I don't think there's going to be a next season due to the ratings. Now, is she going to start something else up that might be titled differently? I see that happening.
Okay.
Like, Khloé and Kylie take something, or Kendall and Kylie does something. But I don't see this coming back unless it's like a YouTube series or something like that. But as of the show altogether, I don't see it coming back of Life of Kylie unless it's on another network, because I don't think the ratings are high enough.
Okay.
I think a Kendall and Kylie show would be awesome because they're 1,000% opposite, and I think that it would just make for really good TV.
Fighting.
But also, I don't know. Does that get messy? Probably. So, I don't know. Just wanted to see Rob somewhere, basically. So,
Rob,
just want to be friends. So I don't know. I don't know if there will be another season. I think if there was, they'd have to totally revamp it and make it. But honestly, with Kardashians starting next week, I think we'll be able to make a better prediction on what the programming will be, mm-hmm. I feel like. Which I'm so excited for because it looks insane.
And we love to see Tristan.
So good.
And Chloe. Okay, couple thoughts. One, it would be crazy if they didn't bring back another season just in terms of, like, history of all the spinoff shows that they've had. They've always had more than one season because they've been so successful, if you think about it. Mm. So it'd be crazy if,
even Caitlyn. So if Caitlyn can do it, anyone can.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Yeah, I forgot about that one. but I agree with you guys. I think Kylie and Kendall take Miami or something would be so fun and interesting to watch. Another thought that I thought of when I was watching the show was Chris needs her own spinoff. Like, I would watch Corey, that.
That would be fun to see.
I want to, like, party with her, and I love when she gets mad, and I'm all about KJ. I would watch that.
Yeah.
Would you guys?
That's a good point.
I would.
Yeah. I think it would be way more interesting than Kylie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about more interesting because, like, she's young and fun and I like watching what Kylie does. But also, I think you're right. Chris would be really cool because that when stuff gets exciting is when Chris walks into the room and walks into the scene. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if she was there the whole time, that actually probably would
she just mixes cool. stuff up a little bit. And
yeah.
Sometimes I just love watching, like, old ladies drink on TV, basically.
Oh, my God.
Housewives. Like, Housewives of New York is, like, yeah. I die, but, yeah.
Love it.
I
think that there won't be any more seasons, but...
Blah,
blah. Yeah, but, you know, I think that this was a test to see if she could really take over, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see if she's ready in the future. I think it was cute and fun. For a little. And,
You're being really nice.
Am I? I feel like, well, you know, what am I going to say? I think that half of it was staged. Yes. But, you know, for the of most course. Part, you know, I think that the Kardashians, what we love about them is that there's so many of them.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us to watch a show with just one of them. I mean, even though they're interesting and fun and exciting and we love them personally, but I just think that we're so used to seeing so many dynamics throughout the show that it's like, okay, we want more. What's happening? Because that's what we're so much
used to.
Yeah, we're so used to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a photo shoot here and a trip there and a fight here, and that's not what Kylie's life is. So I think that a lot of us would compare it to that.
Yeah.
So when I was watching the preview for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for it because I've missed it.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
And Scott with that haircut.
Oh, yes. He looks
hey
good.
Hey, daddy.
but he was just held out of 5150.
Hey, daddy. Yeah. I like to get crazy, too.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that means that they're crazy.
it just means they're crazy. That's all it means.
You go to the hospital for 72 hours
yes,
without
you do.
Being able to leave unless they tell you to.
We know Oscar and Brittany did that.
Right. And Amanda Bynes, you know, mm-hmm. all of that. So. But yeah, it's so I think that I'm excited to see the next chapter.
Yeah.
We're always watching.
1 week.
One week.
So who's on the... Let's talk about the panels that we're going to be on after.
Oh, yeah. So you can keep up with us.
Yeah. So any final thoughts, though? Because I think that's it. No?
I think that's it. I think I enjoyed it. I wish it was a little bit better. But if it comes back for a second season, you will see me right here.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk about where you could see us next and our handles on social media.
So I'm Sanders Kennedy. And if you want to keep up with me, I am on American Horror Story, which airs Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, I believe. Just look it up. American Horror Story Cult. It's a really, really good show. It's so creepy. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Hands World.
Yay! Just Hands.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. You guys are awesome. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out. I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. And I am on So You Think You Can Dance, and that's almost over. But then we have Dancing with the Stars!
Yay!
So that's so exciting! So Dancing with the Stars, people, be sure to join us on Mondays. That'll be the after show, and we can't wait to talk about
that. I'll be watching that.
Yeah.
So exciting. Awesome. So thank you, guys.
You guys, I had so much fun. I had so much fun meeting all of you guys, too. I'm still going to keep up with you on the Kardashians because I'm going to be on the Kardashian After Show, which starts 1 week from today. So I hope you're not sick of me yet. Follow me on the IG at Shanti_Christina.
Hey, guys. So you can find me on Instagram at j.leontv. And then Twitter is at JenniferLeonTV. Please keep up with AfterBuzz TV as well. At AfterBuzz TV, and give us all the likes, all the thumbs up, all the 5 stars. Follow us on all platforms. And I do red carpets and stuff, so you can go on AfterBuzz TV and the carpets. I'm there, and I'm trying to figure out the next after show I'll be on, but we'll see. But yeah, you guys, it's been fun.
Oh my god, it was so fun. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Great panel.
This is an awesome panel.
Amazing time. Yay!
Love you!
Bye!
So much love.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.